So we're on Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, we're up to the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is going to address what's called Shituf Muvos. Until now we've been discussing Erev Chatzeros, which means you have two Chatzeros that share a common entranceway. And in order to allow carrying from one Chatzer to the other, we need an Erev. And the Erev is a pas. It has to be a loaf of bread, because that's for diur, and we'll have a long discussion about that. And there's another takana, that if you have many chatzeros that share one mavui, and you want to carry from the various chatzeros into the mavui, and vice versa, so we need something called shitufe mavos.
John, if you could remember, you know, if only if you get a chance to spread around that Dvar Torah, you know.
Okay. So now, we have something called Shituf Muvos, which means that all the common members of one Mavui, that means many different Chatzeros that spill into one Mavui, they need to make a Shituf. They don't need a pas. Any food will do. And I have a note here, and this will serve a little bit as an introduction. Atam, he says, the reason why Erev Chatzeros ain't a kosher al bepas, the Shituf Muvos kosher af b'shar ochlim, l'fisha Erev Chatzeros hu mishum dira. In other words, through the Erev, it's considered as if all the Bnei HaChatzer are sharing one Chatzer, they're living together, so to speak, with one bias. So even though there are many batim that pour into and share the same chutz, but nevertheless, it becomes one bias. And how is it one bias? It's because of dior. They're sort of living all in one bias. And dirosu shel adam nimsheches achar mokom shalachmo munachbo. So where do you do all your residential functions and benefits? It's where your food is, where your bread is. Because bread is something that sets up a shulchan and a seuda, but other macholim don't have that significance. But shituf muvos, eino el l'shatef es reshus chatzeros shebamavui. So we're trying to create a partnership, so to speak, between the various chatzeros that use the same mavui. But we're not trying to make a shituf l'shatef es habatim. Okay, so that means that we are somewhat, let's say, partners, not in one house, using, you know, the various chatzeros, but rather we have some sort of a partnership relationship as far as the mavui is concerned. Lo l'shatef reshus habatim. Because keep in mind, Shituf Muvos is a Shituf that represents each one of the Chatzeros. So we're not representing the Batim as we are in an Erev Chatzeros. We're representing the Chatzeros. So we need some sort of a partnership amongst the various Chatzeros. And Dai Bozeh Bechol Minei Ochlin. And for that, it's enough that we use any food. So when you're creating one bias out of various batim that are together using the same chatzah, then we need to combine and unite all the batim into one. And then it's going to be diur, and we said that the diraso shel adam is nimshaches achar lachmo, is lechem that's on the table. But in the case where the various chatzeros are gathering together to make a shituf in a mavui, we don't need to connect batim. We just need to connect, you know, the various chatzeros into the mavui, and for that, any sort of ochel will do to create that partnership. Now, keep in mind also that in a case of Erev Chatzeros, then we must put the pas in one of the houses in the Chatzer. And that's going to make it as if they're all living in that same hot house. But in the case of Shituf Muvos, the Anocha could be the Avira Shal Achas Min HaChatzeros Shebemovui. In other words, it doesn't have to be in the Mavui, but rather it could be in one of the Chatzeros of the Mavui, and he calls it the Avir. And we'll see later on a distinction between Avir and the actual Chatzer, or in this case, the actual Mavui. So that's what we have here as an introduction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a case which may perhaps circumvent the need for Shituf Muvos, if, let's say, the various chatzeros have a certain business partnership. Bal habayis shayashutaf lishchenov. So we have a case of a business partnership between, let's say, one particular bal habayis and his neighbors in the mavui. And it says Shechenov. Shechenov is in plural. So he has a partnership with more than one of his neighbors. Lazeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'yayin. If his partnership is through yayin, or in wine, in other words, he has a neighbor in another chatzer and a neighbor in a different chatzer, and his partnership with both of these neighbors is on yayin. And that's very important, because later on the Mishnah is going to discuss where he has a partnership with one of his shechenim with yayin and another shechen with shemen. But now we're talking about lazeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'yayin. So again, one of the bnei amavui has a shutvus in wine with the other bnei amavui. And again, keep in mind that this shutvus was not set up in order to create shituf muvos, but rather was done for schora purposes. They are in a business together, a wine business. Is enom tzrichim li'arif. In such a case, everybody agrees. There's no machlokes, that there's no need for shituf muvos to be matir the mavui, because since they are partners in the yayin, that's enough to create a shituf in the mavui. So that's the case that nobody argues about. Now here, I have a very important note from the Karen Ora. And he writes, Yesh l'stapek im tzrichim lomar be'erev Shabbos ha-shituf yala lahem l'shem eruv. Is it necessary that before Shabbos there will be some sort of a declaration on the part of the Bnei Amavui that their shutvus in yayin will serve as an eruv? The Hevil Chachos min Agmar l'shneit study asafik. He brought proofs one way or the other, and he finally concluded from the Rambam in Perek Hei Milchus Eruv that it's not necessary. The shutvus itself, the financial common partnership ownership in the yayin, is enough umechaberes es bnei amavui, and it links together the members of the mavui. There's no need for a sheet of muvos. So we're not using this shutvus, according to the Rambam, as an eruv, but rather it circumvents the need for an eruv. We already have a chibur of the bnei hamovli. Whereas the other approach would be to say that this itself is going to be used as an eruv. And the nafkamina is whether or not they have to consciously declare that this is their Erev as they enter into Shabbos. If you hold they don't need an Erev, which is Rambam, then there's no need for them to make that declaration. But if you hold that the Shituf of a financial partnership is going to serve now as an Erev, then you have to make it into an Erev. And the Meiri writes that Srichim Lechavein Belibam, they don't have to make any sort of declarations, but they do have to have in mind Shashituf Schora Yala Lehem Lashem Shituf Mavui, that the partnership in simply ownership should serve as a Shituf Mavui. And again, as we said, according to the Rama, it would seem you don't even need that Machshava. The Ran points out here that there are two chidushim in our Mishnah. The first chidush is that even though those who inhabit the Mavui did not make a partnership for the purpose of Shituf Mavos, but just simply for monetary purposes, nevertheless it is effective as a Shituf Mavos. The second chidush here in our Mishnah is that even though the members of the Mavui did not have in mind that they should all gather together as one in one partnership, each one individually had a hishtatvus with the Balabayas, and only with the Balabayas, not with any of the other members of the Mavui. Nevertheless, it's considered as if they were all mishtatev together. So let's just review the second chiddush of the Ran. The first chiddush of the Ran, we know that even though this shutfus was not created for the sake of shituk mavos, but rather for the sake of a monetary company, nevertheless it could serve as a shituk mavos. You don't need a separate shituk mavos, which was done for the purpose of shituk mavos. But the second chiddush is something that we should think about, and that is that each individual neighbor had a shutvus with one particular balabais. The same balabais entered into shutvus with all the different neighbors. There was never actually a shutvus of all of them together as an active financial creation of a company, but rather you have one Balabais, we'll call him Reuven. He has a storehouse of barrels and barrels of wine. And he sets up an agreement of a partnership with many, many different people. It's almost like, if I could give a mushel, buying stock. So when I buy stock in a company, I have no clue who else bought stock in the same company. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi that all bought stock in the same company. Reuven doesn't know about the existence of Shimon or the etc., etc. So that's the second chiddush over here. That if one particular neighbor in the Mavui invited others to partner with his wine as a kind of a business investment, and even though the other members of the Mavui have no clue that they are joining in a shutvis with Ploni, with Almoni, and so forth, that's totally unknown to them. They just know they bought a certain percentage of the profits of this wine. If it's sold at a profit on the market, then that itself is enough for Shituf Mavos, because Lamaisa, they're all shutvim in that wine. Now, lastly, he points out a question of Tosfos. The Gemara, back on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, says that Eruv Mishum Kinyan, meaning that through the Eruv, there's a Kinyan Rishus on that place where the Eruv is being stored for all the Bnei Hamavui. If that be the case, then it would seem that if you identify the Erev with a Kinyan, then you'd have to make a Kinyan for the sake of an Erev. Here you set up the Kinyan as a Shutvis. They never had in mind that this should be a kinyan. So Tosus says, "V'hol val yedei hashutvus yesh beinem kiruv hadas." Hechshivu chachamim ezek keilu hiknu zeloze. Okay, that's a difficult concept, but he says that we're going to upgrade the shutvus to make it, well, consider it as if there was a kinyan of hiknu ze et ze. Now, I just wanted to think out loud about something that will be addressed later on in the sugya, but just sort of, so to speak, out of the box. In every case of shutvus, each one of the shutvim is going to eventually take his portion. So let's say, for example, you have three neighbors that are equal partners in three lugim of yayin. Each one will take a lug of yayin. Now, we cannot know up front which neighbor is going to take which yayin, which lug of yayin. But if we would apply the principle of Brera that we've discussed in the past, then later on, if Reuven takes his lug, is he gloy milsa mafre, that was his lug? Which means that shutvus is a very much a temporary kind of an arrangement. I mean, right now, we all have shutvus in the entire three lugims worth of yayin, but ultimately, we'll clarify that's not really so, but rather that each shutuf only had his one particular lug, and where those molecules are of yayin, that will be clarified later on. But we're already dividing up the shutfis. So if that be the case, I wonder how to understand shituf muvos here through a monetary shutfus. You know, Bishleim of Shitav Muvos was a separate requirement. You know, we all gather together for a meal. You know, right now, at the present time, we accomplish this ritual of Shitav Muvos. But if Shitav Muvos, in this context, is nothing more than a monetary shutfus, then I'm not sure if we're all really shutfim in the same machal. Because if you apply the principle of Brera, then Reuven gets his machal, his part of it, and Shimon his, and Levi his. I'm just thinking out of the box. Now the Mishnah goes on to the case of Yayin and Shemen, and records a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Mishnah, in contrast to the Reisha, where the Shutvus was in Yayin, Lazeh b'Yayin v'Lazeh b'Shemen. If, on the other hand, Reuven, who we'll call him he's like the middleman, he's the handler, he sets up a shutfus with Shimon on Yayin and with Levi on Shemen, and there's no overlap of shutfus, which would include both Reuven, who's the big shot, and Shimon and Levi, then Tzrichim Li'arif. Then we must set up a sheet of Muvos, and we cannot rely on any sort of shutvus. And in the absence of shitav muvos, they're not allowed to carry on Shabbos in the mavli. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad zeh v'echad zeh einam tzrichim li'orev. Whether or not the shutvus was on one min, on yayin, so that all the shchenim join in what I call a stock, you know, they buy stock in Reuven's wine, or alternatively, Reuven set up a shutvus with Shimon on wine, with Levi on oil, is Enom Tzrichim Li'arev. And the Gemara is going to spend an entire sugya now trying to figure out the logic of Rabbi Shimon, because intuitively it's counterintuitive. Man, how could you set up a shutvus mavos just because Reuven has a shutvus with Shimon, and Reuven has a shutvus with Levi, but there's no overlap of shutvus? They're different commodities, they're different partnerships, and Where's the sheet of muvos? The whole idea of sheet of muvos is to set up the mavui as if, what was the language that we used before? Not to batim, but rather l'shatef es reshus achatzeros shema mavui. I mean, where's is there one single shutvis that will connect all the shechenim in that chatzer, or I should say in all the different chatzeros that spill into that common mavui? Rabbi Shimon Shita needs explanation. But now, the Gemara wants to know whether it's critical that all the wine, getting back to the Reisha, be collected in one utensil. That connects all the different shechenim, joining them in a shutfus in one barrel of wine. Amar Rav Ubikli Echad. That when does the Mishnah establish in the Reisha that shituf in a financial arrangement is Ola L'Shem Eruv? That's only if they all put the wine into one barrel, we'll call it, one kli. But if, let's say, you know, Shimon with his shutfis with Reuven puts their wine into one kli, and then Levi, as a partner of Reuven, puts his wine, or their wine, I should say, into a different kli, that's not going to be Ola L'Shem Shituf. And it cannot be upgraded, or cannot serve as a substitute for Eruv. And I think intuitively, this is a very logical assumption, because again, the whole idea of Yayin as one commodity is to link all the Shechenim into one Shutfus, but if they're a different Kalim, and just by chance it's all wine in every single one of the barrels, but the Shutfus here does not integrate them all into one Heftish al Mamon, we could hardly consider that an Eruv. Amar Rava Daika Nami. Rava says that if we read our Mishnah carefully, we can bring a support from our Mishnah to Rav. To Katani, it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah, Lazeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'shemin tzrichim li'orev. And the Mishnah is saying that if the shutfus was in one min, then it could serve as an Eruv, but if it was in two different minim, it cannot serve as an Eruv. And L'chora, we don't understand why. I mean, what's the difference between shutfus in one min and shutfus in two different minim? So, I'amrit bishlema reisha b'kli echad v'seifa b'shnei kelim shapir. I can justify the distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. We're going according to the Rabbanon now, not according to Rav Shimon. That in the Reisha, we have a valid Eruv, in the Seifa we do not. Because the Reisha, we have one commodity, and a shutfis of all the Shechedim in that Mavui, in that one single commodity. That's called Kli Echad. The Seifa, in order to demonstrate that it's two different Kelim, the Mishnah mentions that it was Yayin and Shemen. And clearly Yayin is stored in one barrel, Shemen in a different barrel. And that's called Shnei Kelim. And we begin to understand why Shemen and Yayin cannot substitute for Shituf Muvos. There is no common Chefta, you know, that object, a commodity that is a joint partnership. Ela iamrit reisha b'shnei kelim, seifa b'shnei kelim, mali yayin v'yayin mali yayin v'shemen. But if you're going to tell me that the reisha is going as far out on a limb and upgrading the status of financial shutfis to that of an eruv, even in two kelim, which means that you're really splitting up the shechenim into different partnership arrangements, because you've got Yayin here with a big olive on it in a barrel, and you've got Yayin here with a big bays on it in the barrel. That's two separate shutfas. So where's the sheet of muvaz that brings together all the bnei amavui into one shutfas? And then we understand that Rav is now arguing against the phantom dissenter. The dissenter would say, no, it doesn't matter if they're in two different kelim. It's all yayin, and therefore it substitutes and it's valid as an eruv. So why not apply the same principle to yayin and shemen? Obviously, the yayin and shemen are in two different kelim, and therefore there's two separate shutfios, one on the yayin and one on the shemen, but this... Why does it change? Because it's two minim. In the case of one min, is yayin in this kli and yayin in that kli. You've separated the shutfis between Reuven and Shimon on the one hand and Reuven and Levi on the other hand. And you're going to tell me now, again, this phantom dissenter, that that's an eruv, then who cares if it's yayin and shemen? But the answer is, says Rava, that yayin v'shemen is just symbolic to convey the message that we have two different kelim and a shutfis on two different commodities, and that is a very poor substitute, and in fact not a substitute at all, for shituf muvos. Abaye rejects it. Omele Abaye says to Rava, there's no proof from our Mishnah that we're talking about Kli Echad, that the shutfis of the Yain and Yain is in one Kli, even if we're talking about two Kalim, I can still justify the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Yain v'Yain ro'i li'arev, Shemen v'Yain eino ro'i li'arev. Now you may have Yain in two different Kalim, but you can combine them together into one Kli. In the case of Yayin and Shemen, you could hardly combine the Yayin and Shemen into one Kli. That would be a very grave mistake. So therefore, in the case of Yayin and Yayin, even though it's in two Kalim, we're going to consider it as if they were all mixed into one Kli. Again, they're not mixed into one Kli. But the potential of mixing them into the Kli, there's nothing inhibiting us from combining the Yayin in this Kli with the Yayin in that. But in the case of Yayin v'Shemen, that's called Eino Roi Li'arev. We cannot mix up Yayin and Shemen. And as a result, it's impossible to consider it as a substitute for Sheet of Muvos. But Yayin v'Yayin, since they can be mixed in one utensil, therefore, we can view this as a Shutfis in one Yayin. And I would like to share with you two comments of the Ritva. The Ritva, going back to Rava for a moment, he says that Rava's logic was that if Yayin v'Yayin would be meaningful and valid as a substitute for the Erev, even if they're in two different Kalim, then it must be because this Reuven, who has set up a Shutfis with both Shimon and Levi, he's what we call the middleman, he combines the two Shutfis as if they were all shutafim together. And we're all partners in Yayin. Again, the fact that the Yayin is split into two different utensils and barrels, that's irrelevant. And therefore, Rava says that if two Kalim would be meaningful, because of that special role that the middleman is playing to combine and connect those two shutfim, then even in the case of Yayin v'Shemen, it should be effective. And from the fact that the Mishnah says explicitly, according to the Tanakhama, that Yayin and Shemen will not substitute for Shituf, it means that the reason in Yayin v'Yayin is meaningful, it cannot be because of the middleman, because the middleman could connect Yayin v'Yayin, he could connect Yayin and Shemen. And again, this issue about the middleman will come up in Mirsa Shemen, the very next sugya, when we try to understand Rabbi Shimon, why Rabbi Shimon says that even if this shutfis was within Yayin and the other was in Shemen, we could still substitute that shutfis for shituf muvos. Now the Ritva adds another comment, and he says that don't misunderstand Abaye. It sounds like Abaye is rejecting Rav. Rav says that the only substitute of Shutfus for Shituf Muvos is only if it's in Kli Echad. Abaye is not rejecting that. Abaye is only arguing, says the Ritva, against Rava, because Rava thought he had a proof from our Mishnah, and Abaye is saying the analogy to our Mishnah is not precise. That's the sheet of the Ritva. The Rashba, on the other hand, understands that Abaye is arguing not only on Rava, but he's arguing on Rav as well. Midivrei HaRashba nireh shemefaresh shabai cholik al Rava v'sover shebiyayin v'yayin moel afilu b'shnei kelim, where again, whereas Rav had said that you need kli echad, and Abai is saying no, shnei kelim is enough, again only in the case of yayin v'yayin, because that's roi la'arvon. Now Tosis divrei ha'maskil yayin, one second. Okay, I'm not finding it right now. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. Oh. In any event, he says, I don't understand Abai's logic. Mabakach sheyayin v'shemen einim ru'uyim l'sarev. The Gemara says on Daf Chof Tes, kol mini ochlim mitztarfim l'shir eruv. You can have when you need a certain shear, you can integrate into that shear many different species and foodstuff. And the same thing in beverages. So what difference does it make if yayin v'shemen is einim ru'uyim l'sarev? Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. I thought I was going a little bit nuts here. If you count up the third Tosfos from the bottom, Yayin v'shemen eino roi li'arv, afal gav d'chol ha'ochel mitztarfin l'mozon sh'tei sudas li'eruv, v'edin l'mashkin, hainu kishenishtatfu l'shem eruv. So don't ask Estira against Abaye from a Gemara later of Mitztarfin L'Shir Eruv Kol Mini Ochlin, because that's a case where you're doing a Sheet of Muvos, you're doing an Eruv. Here we're talking about a case where Lonish Tatfu L'Shem Eruv, and therefore it's not going to be meaningful when you have two different foodstuffs, or in this case two different beverages like Yayin and Shemen. In any event, just to summarize, there's a fundamental, basic machlokas rishonim, how to understand Abaye's shita. Does Abaye basically agree to Rav that in the case of yayin v'yayin, the Erev is valid because it's in one kli? He's only arguing against the analogy, the equation that Rav postulated from our Mishnah. Or does Abaye go even a step further, and with his svar of roi la'arev, he's willing to set up a substitute Erev sheet of Muvos, even in a case where the Yayin is split into two barrels? And now we get to the main sugya for today, and that's Rabbi Shimon. Echad ze v'echad ze ein tzrichim li'arev. So the Gemara is just amazed, because afilu lezeh v'yayin v'lezeh l'shemen, b'shemen is Rabbi Shimon actually saying that we could be matir that which the Tanakhama prohibited, meaning yayin v'shemen. How would that possibly operate? How could that be a valid eruv when yayin v'shemen are einom ru'uyim l'sarev? You may have touched on a possibility that you can separate one commodity into two kelim and say that there's an all-inclusive shutfus, and all the shchenim are equal partners, or not equal partners, but they're partners in yayin, even though the yayin is split into two barrels, because you can always combine that yayin. But how would you go ahead a step further And in the case of Yayin v'Shemen, which are clearly not only in two different barrels, but they're not mixable, and still set it up as a substitute for an Erev, as if to say that there's common shutvas here, that encompasses all the Shechinah. How is that possible? You know, Yayin v'Yayin in two Kelim, we could have tolerated such a thing. But in the case of Yayin v'Shemen, which is Eino Roilus Arev, it's very difficult to imagine that Rabbi Shimon as a Tana could somehow create an Erev, a sheet of Mufalos out of what? Out of the fact that Reuven has Shutfus with Shimon, and at the same time he has Shutfus with Levi, on two commodities that cannot even be mixed together in one kli. So the Gemara postulates, Amar Rabba, and then we're going to have a second approach. Rabba's approach is that we're talking about a very specific case. And it's a mavui that is common to many different shutfim, right, who live around this mavui. And in that case, in Achinami, each shutof, each balachotzer, we'll say, is independent. He's a separate personality, and if there was some sort of a shutfis between two people on Yayin, and one of those two people with another person on Shemen, that would certainly not be an Erev. Hachamai Askinon, but what's our case? In our case, there is a link or a connection. I know when you were a child, did they play something called dado? You know, you have little dots and then you put a line through them. I don't know if you remember such a thing. But that's what's going on here, says Rava, in Rabbi Shimon. The chotzer shebein shnei muvos. So you have a chotzer that's situated between a mavui here on the right and a mavui on the left. And the chotzer has two entrance ways. You go from one entrance way into the mavui on the right, from another into the mavui on the left. And when the Mishnah speaks about a Bala Bayis, he's really the Bala Chotzer, and he has a Shutfus with two Mavos that are separated one from the other. Now, I have a little bit of a diagram here. What you see is exactly what we spoke about. You have a chotzer in front of two batim, and if you go to the left through the entrance way, you'll get to a mavui on your left. If you turn towards the right, you have an exit out to the mavui on your right, on the left. So you have on both sides, the chotzer opens up into two mavos. So now we have a loch of tziruf, meaning we can link together the two mavuis because there's one chotzer that is common to both mavos. Why? Because this chotzer between the two mavos opens up into both mavos. And the Bala Chotzer is called in our Mishnah the Bala Bayis. And Rav Shimon L'Tamei, our position of Rabbi Shimon, that if there's a shutfus in Yayin, that's one shutfus, and a shutfus in Shemen, which is a separate independent shutfus, they don't need an Eruv. This is all a reflection of Rabbi Shimon's position in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. So we're now going to do a little bit of a chazara on the sugya of Rabbi Shimon back on Memhamid Beis and see if we can show how that sugya sheds a light and parallels Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah in the case of Sheet of Muvot. Now, the subject of the Mishnah back on Daf Memhei is Tchumen. And the case is that someone was on the road on Erev Shabbos and he fell asleep. And now Shabbos entered. So after Chashecha, the law is that he's outside of the Tchum and Nebuch, we're only going to give him a radius of Arba Amos. But now we're going to talk about the following case, the overlap case. So you have three people, and the middleman, if we can call him that, overlaps with both the fellow on his right and the fellow on his left. I have a little bit of a diagram here, and he shows you that the middleman has four amos to his right and four amos to his left. There's another person on his right, and he also gets four amos. And although two of his amos, which are closer to the man on the right, are outside of the four amos of our sleeper, but nevertheless two amos going in that direction, in this case he sets up the second person as being on the western side, we'll call it the Marav. This other person has two amos towards the Mizrach, which overlap with our sleeper, if you follow what I mean. And the same thing is with regard to someone who's on his left, meaning on the east. He also, although he has two amos that are outside the realm or the box, so to speak, of the middleman, but he also overlaps with the middleman by two amos. Okay, so Shlosha Anoshim, Ha'emtza'i, the middleman of these three, is Muvla Ben Ashnayim. In other words, he has an overlap with two. So it's part of his four amos, which are mutter for him. Again, we're talking about the emtsoi, the middle guy. Enter into the four amos of his friend on this tzad and on his friend on the other tzad. Nimtza shel kol echad mishnei achitzonim, each one of the two extremes, the outer extremes, yesh lo makom shehuto lo levado. But although each one of the two polar extremes has the two amos that are hutul olavado, but he also has another two amos, makom shehutul lo ula emtza'i. And the middleman also has that second two amos, being, you know, from amma number three to amma number four. Is, in this case, the emtza'i is allowed to be mishtamesh with each one of the chitzonim, is mutal ishtamesh im kol echad minach chitzonim vehei mutarm lishtamesh imo. And why is this so? She yochol kol echad lahavi ochel vechafotzim right, each one of these two extremes can bring his objects or whatever he wants to bring into the two amos that are common to him and the emtza'i. So that's fine. However, the two extremes, the chitzonim as we call them, are asurim zem zeh. That's going to be the Tanakam. It means that according to this Shita, although each one of these people on the extremities has a heter vis-a-vis the middle guy, however, the two extremes do not have a heter of carrying from one to the other. So what we've essentially done, what we've accomplished here is that according to the Tanakhama, the middle guy gets an extra two amos in each direction. He really should have only two amos in each direction, totaling four amos, but we're going to give him the extra two amos that overlap with, we'll call him Shimon, and the extra two amos that overlap with Levi, but we will not allow Shimon into the space, the tchum of the four amos of Levi, or vice versa. Comes along Rav Shimon, Amrav Shimon, no. Lema dover dome. In other words, what can we compare the status of the emtza'i that part of these areas are mutalo because they overlap? L'sholosh chatzeros ha-psuchos zu l'zu, which means that you have a row of chatzeros, and each one of these chatzeros on the one hand pour into Rishus HaRam, but also at the same time each one of these chatzeros have an opening that will lead into the chatzer to its left or to its right, whichever direction, doesn't matter. Is ervu shtayim achitzonos im haemtzoyos? I shouldn't say emtzoyos, I should say imtzais, because it's in the singular. Chitzonos is in the plural. So you have two extremes, and each one makes an eruv, which means an erv chatzeros, with the middleman. And in such a case, despite the fact that they didn't set up an eruv that's common to all three, is he mutaras imahem vehein mutaras imo. Now, what does that mean when he says he muteres imahem vehein mutaros imo? Aval shtayim hachitzonos asuros zu esu. So it means that in this case of three chatzeros, he writes here, Mitok ein regilus li kones mishus harabim l'chotzer achas derech chotzer acheres is ervu shtayim. So the two chatzeros chitzonios set up an eruv with the emtzois, but they did not set an eruv which would be common to all three chatzeros. Then he, which means the emtzois, is muteres imahem. He can take from his house into the various chatzeros, or from the chatzeros into his house. But however, hey mutaros imo. But however, ushtayim the two chatzeros chitzonios asuros zu im zu. Okay, because the two extreme chatzeros that surround the emtzois did not make an eruv between them. Again, that's not going to generate an isa tiltul between each one of the chitzonis and the emtzois. We're not going to create a gzera and say, well, we're afraid that if you allow carrying into the middle chatzer, then he might come to carry through the middle chatzer into the other chatzer on the other extreme. And in our Mishnah as well, if you have two muvos, chitzonim, shenishtatfu im hachotze shebineim, even if the shutfis was on minim shonim, is that would be a problem. Is sover Rabbi Shimon shemutal lehem lahotzi lahachlis min amuvos lachotzer. Aval also lahotzi lahachlis mivavi echod l'sheni derech hachotzer. Hol v'shnei amuvos lo nishtatfu biyachad. We'll summarize this in a minute. Aval chachamim sovrim shirak im ishtatfu shnei muvos ve'achotzer b'yayin v'nostu es kol ha'yayin b'kli echad hutu l'tiltu b'en chotzer l'muvos v'nei sha'kli mitzarfo k'ilu nishtatfu kulum b'yachad. Aval im hashituf im ha'muvoy was b'yayin v'ashituf with the other mavoi was b'shemen, is hoel v'shnei amuvos asurim b'tiltul zem zelazeh, is gam achotze shebineim asura im kol echad mehem. What we have here, according to Rabbah, is a whole new twist on our Mishnah and the Machlokas that's recorded therein, because we're talking about a chatzah between two muvos, and there is a kind of an eruv, so to speak, a shituf, maybe it was financial, between the middle chatzah and the outer chatzah on that side, the middle chatzah on the inner chatzah on the other side. And according to the Chachamim, and all this is codified, so to speak, in the words Yayin and Shemen, there's no substitute whatsoever for a Shituf Muvos. We're not going to even allow an interchange between the chutz on this side and the Emtza'i, and the chutz on the other side and the Emtza'i. The whole deal is off. Because if we would recognize and validate the shituf between one chatz on this side and the middle fellow, he may very well come to carry it out into the second mavui, which he has no shutfis on. And that's called Yayin v'shemen. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds that in the case of Sholosh Chatzeros Psucho Zula Zu and Erevu Shtayim Achitzonios Im Haim Tzoyis, they didn't make an Erev Meshutov to all three Chatzeros, they only each made it his own Erev with the middle Chatzer. Then here Rav Shimon makes a distinction, and he says that as far as the relationship between each extreme chatzah and the emtzoyis, there is a valid eruv. As far as the relationship between the two outer chatzeros, the chitzonios, there is no eruv. But we're going to make that logical distinction between the two extremes who did not join at all into one shituf, as opposed to the middle guy vis-a-vis his right side and vis-a-vis his left side, that does serve as a replacement of a shituf muvos, but again within that restriction. So if Shimon holds that as far as the chitzonios muto lehem lahotzi lahachnis min amuvos lachotzer, but also lahotzi lahachnis mimavi echad lasheni Derech HaChotzer Emtzoyis. This is Rabbah's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon and of the Machlokas recorded at Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Omalei Abaye will try to just fit in the Kasha of Abaye Rav, because Rav Yosef is going to have a whole different take on the Machlokas. Abai is assuming like Rabbah, but he's saying, Midami. how can you make the equation between Rabbi Shimon here in our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon in the earlier Mishnah on Memheim and Beis? Hasam katani shtayim hachitzonios asurol zoim zu. But hacha katani ein tzrichim liarev klal. Abai objects to Rabba because Rabba is severely limiting the heter of Rabbi Shimon. And he's saying it's only a heter similar to that Mishnah back on Daf Memhei, where the chitzonios are asura zu and zu, but our Mishnah doesn't give us that indication. Our Mishnah says, Einam tzrichim liarev klal. As if to say that because of these financial partnerships, there's no need for an Erev at all. So Gemara answers, what does the Mishnah mean according to Rabba's understanding? Ein tzrichim liarev. What it really means is that the Shechinim, which are the B'nai Mavos, don't need an Erev Bahadei Balabais. If they want to carry from their Chatzer into his Mavui, that's fine. Again, because as we said before, you know, we're talking about a situation where there's a Chatzer that's situated between two Mavos. So if they want to take from their Mavui into his Chatzer, that they can do. And that's called Ein Tzarech La'arev. They don't need an Erev to allow them to take from their Mavui into his Chatzer or vice versa. Aval Ashchenim, but those who spill in to the Mavui from the extremities, then Bahari Adoni Tzrichim La'arev. If they want to carry from their Mavui all the way over into the Mavui of the other fellow, on the other extreme, through the Chatzer, the middle guy, they're going to have a sheet of Mavos. And this leads us to Daf Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, which Bili Neder will pick up tomorrow. And that's going to be Rav Yosef's approach to explain the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama in our Mishnah.